Hi guys, it's Eric Carpaccino. I've got another review for you, and this time it is Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Obviously, the third game in the Xenoblade Chronicles trilogy. Yes, I'm actually referring to it by its full name, because I actually accept it now. Because there's enough of these games, and there's going to be more of them, even after this trilogy ends. But, so, I guess it lives up to its name. Anyways, this is probably their most technically accomplished and narratively accomplished entry in the series to date, because they really went all out for the story. Unlike the first two, there doesn't seem to be an immediate connection to either of the previous entries or even Xenoblade Chronicles X, because it's mostly doing its own thing and taking place on an entirely different world. But as you get through the story, there's a definitely more concrete connection with the past two entries, although the exact details aren't exactly hashed out throughout the whole game. You're able to put most of the pieces together, and maybe some of those missing pieces that weren't put together will be answered in the DLC, because they do plan on doing a story-based DLC, much like Torn of the Golden Country, as they did for the second game. But, they seem to have gone back to the battle system of Xenoblade 1, and, made a lot of attacks based on positioning, and there's none of that, switching characters to do certain attacks, because that was actually what I feel is one of the weaker points of the original game, of the second game. So going back to the original system is much simpler, and the chain attack system also works much like the original, although there are a few tweaks. The way chain attacks themselves work, but like how they function ultimately is mostly the same. But basically you got these like team orders, and you pick which attack you want based on the number of attacks per character, because all six party members that comprise your entire party actually get in on the action this time instead of just picking three characters. So they are able to increase the character counts, and that's nice. Plus an extra seventh bonus character. But anyways, once you pick a character order, they basically act as the captain for that round, and the idea is to build up a damage chain and to raise up a meter up past 100 so you can keep the chain going. And you have to be careful about who you pick, because if you pick a recovery-based character to do an attack or whatever and raise the gauge that way, it will only go up to 99 unless it's at the third or fourth turn, depending on how many times it takes for you to... The idea is the more you can add to the meter before getting to a point, lets you carry the chain on longer. So that's really interesting, and you can pull out some insane numbers. It is actually, if I'm not mistaken, it is basically just a refinement of the system for the first game, because it basically worked the same way. It's just it wasn't clearly defined and not really well understood, and the game doesn't communicate it well to you. But like, it was really fun, and there's lots to explore, and the world's probably the biggest it's ever been. But the one things I didn't care about in the series was, and something that the series has always struggled with, is that if you're doing a tank build for a character, it's probably better to be an evasive tank, because they're the only ones that can attack an enemy enough to pull aggro. Otherwise, you're just too slow and you can't maintain that aggro. And another issue I've had is the way that battles take on far too long, because enemies have ridiculous HP levels. While it is fun to see lots of numbers go flying across the screen and see if certain amounts of damage happening. It just goes to show you that they have to overcompensate by making the HP levels high. And so if you're playing on normal or hard, battles play out in a certain loop that just continues to take a long time. And if you're someone who values your time, it's probably better to play on easy so battles don't take as long. And you could just enjoy the story if you want. Because, in my opinion, there's not much value in just doing a longer fight that's only slightly more difficult. Because even on easy difficulty, you can get wiped pretty easily, even if you're fighting an enemy at the same level, or even several levels above you. Because enemies can hit hard if they really want to. So, like I said, at the end of the day, you're basically just deciding how long do you want to stare at things happening on your screen versus exploring or doing the narrative. Because there is a lot to do in this game. And it took me a little over 100 hours to complete the game. And I still haven't done everything, but I've done mostly everything out by this point, and I'm probably not going to explore it until the DLC comes out. Just to see whether or not it's a separate standalone story, or if it's something I have to go somewhere in the game to do. But, maybe, who knows, maybe we'll get a little bit of both, and that'd be nice. But, the game runs at a pretty solid 30 FPS. There's only a few dips in very specific conditions. Like, when there's lots of enemies on the screen and you're just wandering the overworld. Not so much in battle, though. Because, like, the biggest area in the game, which is the sea area, and you're on a boat, there's lots of stuff going on, and the game actually struggles there quite a bit. Otherwise, it's mostly a constant 30 everywhere else. Unless there's a lot of particle effects going on. But, the music is also really, really good. It's probably the richest soundtrack that the Xenoblade team has done for a Xenoblade. And I feel like they took all the lessons they learned from all the previous entries and took all the best parts and left out most of the bad parts. And that pretty much sums up my experience with Xenoblade Chronicles 3. If you got a Switch and you really like an RPG that you can spend large amount of time getting lost in, consider picking up Xenoblade Chronicles 3, and you won't be disappointed. I'm giving this game a 10 out of 10. And with that, that's all I have for today. Maybe. I mean, I might have another one. It depends on when I actually get around to uploading this. But until I see you guys next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.